All right, joined by Jack Beckman, our Funny Car winner. This is Jack's first win of the 2017 season. Made a final round appearance at this race in 2016.
Got to bring up old stuff.
Jack's 25th career victory and a great day for his team. I guess I'll ask the first question and then open it up. Obviously, you guys came together as the Infinite Hero team this year, some personnel changes. You've worked as a team. You've worked very hard. But now are you officially a team now that you're recorded a win? It's not helping.
It's not. It's actually not helping. Yeah. No, honest to goodness, not only did we have a whole team change in the off season, we've had three crew members change during the season. Apparently people don't like me nearly as much as I thought, huh? So it's been a lot of variables there. And let me tell you, we're not where we want to be. We're where we like to be today. We still have to work on this car. We'll probably stay after Bristol and test the thing. It was a odd race weekend. It was a very, very hot racetrack. It became a crapshoot in a lot of the races down there in a pedal fest. We dodged a huge bullet when Courtney Red lit against us in the semis. But we're the ones holding the trophy. And you know what? When I go down there and stand next to that Infinite Hero Charger with our seven crew guys and three crew chiefs, they're going to realize they were the best today. And we needed to get that one so they know that we can do this. The first one is always the toughest one. It's 25 funny car wins for me, plus two more in Super Comp. But it's one for this iteration of the Infinite Hero team. Not having Terry Chandler here is a big deal. And I didn't know if it was going to be. I just wanted to win. And then you get out of the car, and it's not quite the same. It's not the same when they fire the car up and she winks at you and gives you the thumbs up underneath. So this trophy's going to go to her, and hopefully she'll get better and want to come out so we can win some more of these.
Jack, we talked about yesterday when you were going to the Lobster Fest.
Way to name drop, Anthony. Okay, go ahead.
You didn't win here, but what's it mean to finally win here and get that off your back?
That's an excellent question, because not only did we win our first race as this team, not only did I just get to get another trophy, we won Englishtown. That's a big one. This is the Summer Nationals, and a Summer National win in a funny car is about as cool as they get. Pomona, Indy, Maple Grove, Englishtown are very historic for funny cars, and I've done it at three of the four, and we get two shots a year at Pomona, so hopefully I can knock that one off pretty soon.
This is, incidentally, he is the 27th different winner at the Summer Nationals in a funny car.
But who's counting?
Right.
This guy.
Talk about the lanes. Early on,
they're straight and 1,000 foot, yes.
Early on, left lane was really preferred. Then all of a sudden, late in the day, it started to change. The people were going to the right lane. What was the real change going on out there?
I don't truly think there was a difference out there. I think what happens is first round, the first couple cars with lane choice pick a lane, and then everybody's afraid to deviate from that. Think about this. If you don't have lane choice, it doesn't matter. If you do have lane choice, the only thing you can do is screw it up. If you get your pick of lanes and you smoke the tires, it looks bad. So you pick what everybody else is picking. That way it wouldn't look so bad if you messed up. So I think both lanes were prepped pretty even. I got strapped in the car before the final round. We're going to do a live TV deal, and then all of a sudden there's a delay, and I appreciate that. The NHRA track safari went out there and scraped the racetrack. And I love the fact that they recognized that that was the most important thing. Even if it was a few minute delay, we wanted to give the fans a side-by-side show, and it resulted in that. So I applaud everybody that spent the extra effort scraping the racetrack and prepping it for us.
Can you talk about what Jim may have, your best friend, Jim Cameron, may have said to
you? My best friend. Is that what he's telling you? He pays me good money for me to say that, yeah.
What he may have said, and
Jim Campbell's probably going to say it's all because of him that I won today, huh? You know what, Jim? I'll tell you, I got a lot of respect for Jim. He was a student of mine at the Frank Holly Drag Race School, and this was years ago. This was back in, like, 06. And 2 years ago, he decided to fly back to Florida to drive the alcohol funny car. He wanted to get his license, and he wanted to give a shot at driving a funny car. And let me tell you, there's 100 people that say that to me, and two of them have actually been able to do it. So for him to be out here and us getting to race first round head-to-head, that's a pretty cool moment. We talked about it in pre-race ceremonies. It was even cooler that I won, by the way.
Yeah, I know. You're
and I got his dollar. Exactly.
Yeah, he talked about that.
I ain't spending it either.
I guess one last question before we let you got one, Kevin?
Yes, the handsome man in the blue shirt back there.
Yeah.
Does this mean we can't vote for you in the Attraction Showdown?
You can if you want to, but thank God we won't need to worry about it, huh? I can be a dick the rest of the year and not have to worry about the fan vote. Yeah, no, it's it. You know, you tell yourself, like you tell yourself, it doesn't matter, and it matters. You know, like winning the race is the most important. But that Traxxas deal, man, I think they could make it for $10 in that trophy, and we would all fight for it just as hard. It's just a neat deal because it's an outside of the box type of race. And even though we had been without a shootout a few times over the last 10 years, really the legacy goes back. Phil, Kevin, 82?
82.
Oh!
Nailed it.
Man love on that one.
Well done.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, there's a ton of history in that funny car shootout. And it sucks at Indy to walk up to the starting line and watch eight different cars and you're not one of them competing for that. That's a neat deal.
Who won in 82?
Hawley, right?
You better get that right.
Yeah, yeah. Joe Hawley, wasn't it? Yeah.
I guess one last question. You're up there in the semifinal round. The car is obviously drowning in fuel sitting there. You've done this long enough to know that you're in... You're
deep
in,
doo-doo in is deep the word, yeah.
And so you revert back to your sportsman deal and go, all I got to do is stage this thing and I give myself a chance?
Well, yes. But the interesting thing is Ashley's second win was in Atlanta against me, and we had something very similar. Johnny West was crew chief. We had a stuck check valve or something. It was chuffing fuel out the headers. It was puddling under there. And I watched him walk away from the car and mouth an expletive, and I thought, we're screwed. So I thought, the only chance I have is a deep stage and hope she red lights, right? I deep staged. She didn't red light. Our car made it to the finish line, but we got beat. And later on, she told her dad, she goes, wow, I didn't know what happened to Jack. His bulb went off. It didn't rattle her at all. So I thought maybe I could do that against Courtney, but the one against Ashley was when we had the old incandescent pre-stage and stage. Way bigger difference if you'd knock out the top bulbs as a distraction. Here it's just a half a circle, and it's just not that big a deal. So, you know, I told myself, be ready because it's going to smoke, but you never know. I pedaled it one time, and when she got to the point where I could hardly see her anymore, I decided that was enough, but I never saw the red light.